When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Ah. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Welcome, everyone, to the G-Note Podcast. I am your host, Jason Spicy G. Goldman, and I am a Grammy-winning record producer, arranger, and musician. I've been a music professor at USC for over 22 years, and I am most known for writing and producing music for the iconic Michael Bublé over the past two decades. This is a podcast for musicians who want advice and strategies on navigating the music industry. If you're not a musician but a music fan, I promise there is plenty in here for you as well. On this pod, we talk all things music. On today's pod, we are talking about how most musicians are not good at engaging with an audience. And I'll be giving you tips on how to fix that. Let's go. All right, folks. Are you aware that there is an audience that is listening? This may come as a shocker to some, but are you aware that the audience wants to know who you are? They want to know where you come from, how you got into music, what people inspire you and your music. They want to know that you are a human like them, and they want to be able to relate to basically what you're doing. They want to know why you wrote a specific piece of music and what it means to you. Or if you didn't write the song, why'd you choose to play it? If you are trying to build an audience for your music, what you first need to understand is that you should be building an audience for you first. People tend to not just fall in love with the music, but also the person that's creating the music. So let me give you some tips here. I'm going to give you my top five tips that I feel can help you enhance your interaction with your audience and help you grow, which in turn will be the key really to building your career. Okay, number one, introduce yourself at every gig. I can't tell you how many times I go see a performance and sure, their name was on the bill and I went to see them specifically, but I don't know anything really about them, right? I just know, okay, this is so-and-so that's at the gig and they're an incredible performer and I'm really excited to be here, right? So I want to know about you. You may feel that you don't need to introduce yourself at every gig, but I'm here to tell you that you do. Sure, again, half the crowd may be your family or friends, or maybe even three quarters of the crowd, but the other remaining people that are there need to know you and connect. It's actually similar to, you know, what people do on social media. You know, you can post the same post like three times in a day and have a different group of people see it every time. Or, you know, a lot of the same people will see it, but you'll have a few that didn't see it before. And those could be the people that become massive fans of your music. They want to know who you are, really, and where you come from. And you should also, you know, give something, you know, anything special they should know about you, right? You need to introduce yourself and they need to connect with you in a way that they don't connect with other artists, because that's how you're going to keep them coming back. Number two, and this one is always a really big one for me. Be a storyteller. Just like music, you need to learn to tell a story with words as well as just with the music, right? What inspired you to write the song that you're about to play? What are some things that, you know, we as listeners should be listening for in the song? Especially, this is especially true, folks, if you are an instrumentalist or have an instrumental group, right? You don't have the words, the vocal lyrics to help explain your song. So you need to be even better about giving an explanation of your song. Let me give you an example. If you're like, let's say classical music, I try to bounce around to different genres for everyone. If you're a classical composer and you wrote a piece about New York City, well, explain that. Explain that you tried to create those New York sounds within the piece, right? You'll hear some honking sounds and some cars racing by kind of sounds, and you tried to bring those sounds to life in the music. Those are really, really important, especially, again, for those instrumental people, because people can then start visualizing what you may have been visualizing in your head, and they will start to feel much more connected to you and the song. Even if it's like a heavy song, they could understand what you're trying to do. If the story was inspired by a moment you were going through, right? A tough moment, happy moment, we need to know that as the audience. And I understand that some of these things may be very personal, but we want to know that as an audience. It makes us, again, fall in love with you. People love to see musicians and artists be vulnerable. It shows the human element. They may have gone through something similar, and that could immediately make a connection between you and that person. And all of a sudden, you have a fan for life. Make sure to tell people... Oh, this is another big one. Make sure to tell us the title of your songs. All of your songs. Not just one or two. We want to know the title of all of your songs. Now, again, it tends to be a little bit easier if you have lyrics in your songs, as the chorus many times will give away the title, but certainly not all the time. And if you're an instrumentalist, of course, we don't have any information on that. We need to know the title of all your songs. You may play two songs back to back where there is no break. I'm not saying you have to stop between every song. You may play two, maybe even three songs with no break, and that's totally fine. But then either set up what you're about to do before you play those three songs, or after you play those three songs, tell the audience what they were and the name of those songs and anything special about them. Can they listen to them online? Are they available? When will you be recording them? They want to know that information. I want to know that information. Number three, thank your audience and be gracious. I don't know why this is so difficult to see so many artists do this, but I just see bands play a song or play a set of music. They say thank you and they call it a night. What you should really let them know is how happy you are that they came out to see you and your group. Remember, people are spending their hard-earned money on you and spending an evening with you. And it's always a good idea to acknowledge that and be truly thankful for the fact that they chose you. I also recommend, and this is definitely a secret that I like to do, and I think it's really effective.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I recommend you follow up the next day with a thank you email, or even better, if you have, people's texts, especially like your big fans, your family too, text someone and text multiple people and just say, hey, I just wanted to thank you for coming out. It really meant a lot to me that you came out last night. Hope you enjoyed the show. And you can sometimes copy and paste the text, but the thing is that you went out of your way to find their number, send a personalized text to them. And again, if you're trying to build a fan base for your music, this is the way to do it. Personal connections. Number four, set aside time to talk to your audience after the show or even on social media. Now, big artists do this quite a bit, right? It's usually like VIP stuff. And they do it because either the record label says to do it or someone who's funding them says, you really need to do this. But we all need to do this. While the show you just put on may be draining and you're completely exhausted, you still need to come out and you need to schmooze with your audience and guests. And that means going up to them, thanking them, showing appreciation. This is a sign of respect and graciousness. Thanking them personally means the world to people. Always make sure that when you are thanking them, this is important, that you are focused on them. Don't be looking around, seeing if there's someone better to talk to or, you know, trying to find the celebrity that may have come out to your show or whatever. Focus on them, look them in the eye and tell them, like, I really appreciate you coming. Thank you so much. I have a couple other people I need to see, but I really do appreciate you. That means a lot. And people do understand that you're busy and you have other things to do and other people to see. But if you say something like that, you can bow out gracefully at the same time showing the respect they deserve for coming to the show. On social media, shout out a thank you to everyone for coming, but also send a couple of personal DMs to people who made it out. Especially that are people that make comments all the time on your posts, that always come to your shows. Send them a personalized DM and thank them. It will mean the world to them. Even if you're like, well, what does that matter? I'm not really like a big artist. It doesn't matter. You're trying to grow your fan base. And I don't forget, and I can't remember who said this. I think it was, maybe Graham Cochran. Graham is a big YouTuber, kind of self-help cat who started out and doing like music engineering tutorials and grew into this kind of, I guess, life coaching kind of person. But I think it was him who said this, that, you know, sometimes you can have views, 10,000, 100,000 views, a million views. You don't need all of those people to love what you're doing or to even be hardcore fans. You only need 1,000 hardcore fans. I think that's what he said. And when you do that, you can actually have a sustainable career because they'll come to your shows, they'll buy your merch, they'll be the ones that are waving your flag. So treat them like they're special. Okay, the final tip, number five, be sincere. Finally, all of this only works if you actually really mean it. In order to maintain fans and get people to come out to shows, it requires work and effort. That means even when you are exhausted, as we mentioned before, you still try relating to the audience. Remember, the audience wants to be on your side. All you have to do is make them feel welcome, and that's usually all it takes. If you're an introverted person, I totally understand that, you know, being vulnerable on stage is probably not your favorite thing to do. Going up to fans afterwards and talking to them is not your favorite thing to do. If you don't like small talk, I'm not a huge fan of small talk, but you have really no choice. Learn to do it because it does need to be done, again, in order to cultivate a group of people that will listen and follow what you are doing. Again, people want to be on your side. You just have to make sure that you give them a good enough reason. Building an audience for your music takes time, folks. It takes a lot of time, actually. Yes, of course, we can all point to those, people that are like, oh my God, this person got millions of views and their one video went viral, blah, blah, blah. I mean, those are rare exceptions, and those usually aren't the long-lasting musicians and artists. Those are the ones just trying to get famous real quick, and then the next day they're gone. Remember, the audience wants to know you, and they want to wave the flag for you. You just need to bring them into your life and your music, and I promise, if the music is great, you will enjoy success and you will have an audience that will wait for your every song release and wait for every show you play and be the first to buy tickets. All right, folks, that's all the time we have for this episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this pod so you can stay up to date with new shows, giveaways, and more importantly, concerts. Come to the concerts, everyone. I say it every time. We want you to come out. We want you to hang with us and be a part of what we're doing. Follow me on Instagram at SpicyGMusic or check out my website, jasongoldmanmusic.com, to see what projects I'm currently working on and to see when I'll be performing next. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Much love. Peace.